This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will speak to the Republican National Convention Wednesday night from Maryland's Fort McHenry, site of the 1814 battle that inspired what is now the U.S. national anthem. Pence is expected to give a robust defense of President Donald Trump in his speech. It should also provide a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominees for the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week, warning the country against returning President Trump to the White House. Pence's wife, Karen Pence, and White House counselor Kellyanne Conway will also speak Wednesday. Protests are expected. Police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they've arrested a 17-year-old young man for murder after two people were shot and killed during protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin overnight. Wisconsin police say it happened during the third straight night of demonstrations over the shooting of a black man by a white police officer Sunday. Protests are not confined to the streets. NBA playoff games in the United States are called off amid player protest against racial injustice. Mike Gracia reports.
On the fourth anniversary of Colin Kaepernick's first kneel down during the Star-Spangled Banner before an NFL preseason game, the three NBA playoff games scheduled Wednesday were postponed as players chose to boycott to protest racial injustice. The Milwaukee Bucks were the first to act, failing to take the floor for their afternoon game against the Orlando Magic. Games between Houston and Oklahoma City and the Los Angeles Lakers and Portland were also postponed. All games would have been played in the NBA bubble in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. NBA players had been discussing boycotting games after last weekend's shooting of Jacob Blake by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he was going to send law enforcement to help in Kenosha. This is VOA News.